Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good evening. The show concentrates tonight on concerning the memo of understanding, which is poorly understood at best by many of the players, or if their interpretation is right, this is not a document to build a peace treaty on. It's a document for one side to be obliged to the other. Chiefly, I follow Edmund Fitton Brown on this, it's the U.S. to be obliged to Tehran for money, for access to the Strait of Hormuz, for guarantees, for a connection to Hezbollah that suits Iran, because it can walk out of the meeting anytime it doesn't get what it wants, saying you're in violation, and doesn't suit the U.S. or its ally Israel. It's a puzzling document. Going forward, I wonder why 14 points. That's a very famous phrase, but it has to do with Woodrow Wilson and Versailles. Don't know. Nobody's come up with that yet. In the meantime, the document, the memo of understanding, is so vague, it could mean anything. After the first two meetings in Switzerland, in a resort owned by Qatar, we're told by the vice president who attended for the U.S., along with Mr. Witkoff and Mr. Kushner, that there's a positive foundation, there's progress made, a good foundation, something metaphorical, sounding positive towards the future. Good for the vice president. However, the reputation of the negotiators from Tehran is hard won and deserved. They're very good at it. Centuries good. 25, 30 centuries good. They will get what they want. They won't walk out. They will threaten to walk out. They will break off. They will threaten to break off. They will threaten to take a holiday. But they won't walk out. They will get everything they want plus surprises. Is the reputation. Hasn't happened yet with this document. Other matters turning to tonight is the success of Abelardo de la Espreia, the non-politician who is now the president-elect, I think, of Colombia. There was a protest from the losing candidate. I don't know if that'll lead to a recount. The vote was narrow, according to the reporting in these last 24 hours. 49 point something versus 48 point something. The missing percentages are said to have been blank ballots turned in. I'm unaware of what that tradition is in Colombia. That's a positive if De La Espreia holds on to his lead, because he is quite clearly in the Nayib Bukele's camp of round up all the suspects and put them in jail and make the streets safe again. I told my colleagues, Ernesto Araujo and Alejandro Pina Esclusa, that Evan Ellis's report from San Salvador was, what a difference the mass arrests make. Downtown is safe. The Central Park at night is, the Central Square at night is safe for families, for young people, for anybody, and it didn't used to be that way with the gangs out. Now San Salvador is to be admired. Evan didn't come to this conclusion theoretically. He was there for a week. No conclusion, other than the fact that De La Espreia says that he's going to follow in the footsteps of Nayib Bukele. They even look something alike. Vigorous young men with beards. Also tonight, a conversation about the unknowns of Hezbollah, Hamas, the pirates from the Somalia coast raiding again in the Gulf of Aden, certainly Moscow's intention towards Ukraine, Ukraine's new bill to characterize, qualify, and stipulate terms of a contract to serve in the army, it's not forever. It's not one-way street. How much you'll be paid for combat, for behind the lines, from being a drone operator. John Hardy of FTT says this is meant to retain the soldiers who are deserting. Up to 250,000 have deserted. There's also a route back for those who go on AWOL, which is that they can return to their units and not be punished. 36 top combat units. Certainly, Ukraine has been running this war undermanned and overwhelmed. I asked about the money, and John Hardy says the money's there. It's from Europe. I believe it is. In the meantime, Ukraine now has a vibrant industry in drones, drone warfare, being hired by many states. Good for Zelensky. Conversation also about the situation in Bolivia. It's not positive. Evo Morales is identified by Reuters as the culprit behind the blockade of La Paz, the capital. My colleagues Ernesto and Alejandro reason Paz, the new president of Iran, of Bolivia, was wise not to call the army in and turn it into violence, because that would have suited Evo Morales, who's running what is said to be a slow motion coup to back off the just elected president, Mr. Paz. The Americas are moving in the right direction for clarity, transparency, economy, conservatism, tradition, no more of the statism of the past. But there are a lot of bumps in the road. And the left didn't leave the field. They're going to fight vigorously. They are already. Thoughts about China tonight. Bill Gertz, speaking of the Chinese conduct, misbehavior over the years, especially when it comes to episodes of stealing intellectual property or surveillance. What is to be done? One thing can be done is to educate the Chinese people in the alternative to their government. However, Bill Gertz publishes a piece that the $1.9 billion devoted to this since late 2020, early 21, is not accounted for. There's no summary of what it was spent on. Apparently, this is unusual in federal government, Bill Gertz tells me. $1.9 billion spent over, 5 years, and no accountability, no assessment. Why? Because it doesn't work. It worked in Europe once, Radio Free Europe, to keep the secret signal strong for people to listen to the other version of the history. Don't know. Can't tell. There's much more of the show tonight. There'll be much more this week about the memo of understanding, which is hard to understand. The 14th point does say that the UN Security Council must vouchsafe the decisions made. That means China, Russia, France, Britain, and the United States all get a vote. And that could make it very difficult for them to approve of anything. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.